Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Thank you all for tuning in to Southern Loth, your home for discussions about life in the South and songs about mama, trains, trucks, prison, and getting drunk. I'm here with Christina today, and we will start with a bit of music and some jokes, and then we will move on into a talk discussion about different cultural experiences and events. Thank you very much. Our first song is Whiskey Lullaby by Brad Paisley. Enjoy.
She put him out like the burning end of a midnight cigarette. She broke his heart. He spent his whole life trying to forget. We watched him drink his pain away a little at a time, but he never could get drunk enough to get her off his mind until the night he put that bottle to his head and pulled the trigger. Finally drank away her memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength he had to get up off his knees. We found him with his face down in the pillow, with a note that said, I love her till I die. Buried him beneath the willow. The angel sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la.
Our next song is Smoky Mountain Rain by Ronnie Millsap.
south on my way from L.A. back to Knoxville. I found out those bright lights ain't where I belong. From a phone booth in the rain, I called to tell her I've had a change of dreams, I'm coming home. But tears filled my eyes when I found out she was gone.
Before our next song plays, Christina is going to tell us a joke. So enjoy.
Hello, everybody. What do you call a happy cowboy? A jolly rancher.
Thank you very much, Christina. Our next song is 4th of July, He Stopped Loving Her Today by Shooter Jennings.
Sure. as can be, sitting in the front seat looking at me, telling me you love me and you're happy to be. He stopped loving her today. They placed a wreath upon his door. Soon they'll carry him away. But he stopped loving her. When are we gonna get paid for this, you reckon?
Next up is 7 and 7 by the Turnpike Troubadours.
Back when you were my darling,
Before our next song, Christina is going to give us another joke.
What do you call a bull with a sense of humor? Laughing stock.
Oh, gosh. Thank you very much, Christina. Our next song is State I'm In by Aaron Lewis. Next up is Alcohol by Brad Paisley.
I can make anybody pretty. I can make you believe any lie. I can make you pick a fight. Somebody twice your size. Well, I've been known to cause a few breakups. And I've been known to cause a few births. Well, I can make you new friends or get you fired from work. Big money and helping white people dance.
passing speech, and also for those naked pictures of you at the beach. I've influenced kings and world leaders. I helped Hemingway write like he did. And I'll bet you a drink or two that I
Our last song before our talk portion is Long-Haired Redneck by David Allan Coe.
Country DJs knows that I'm an outlaw. They'd never come to see me in this dive. I can sing all them songs about Texas, and I still do all the sad ones that I know. They tell me I look like Merle Haggard and sound a lot like David Allan Coe. Played in
can sing all them songs about Texas. And I still do all the sad ones that I know. I can't help it, I look like Merle Haggard. And I sound a lot like David Allen Cole. But the country DJs all think I'm an outlaw. And they'd never come to see me in this dive. Where bikers stare at cowboys who are laughing at the hippies who are praying they'll get out of here alive. Be loud mouth in the corner, it's getting to me. Talking about my earrings and my hair.
All right, so we're going to start our talk portion today, and this is on events and different events in rural areas versus urban areas. So this topic came up because of Bacon Fest, which is coming up this weekend in Easton. So it's a really big festival where I'm sure it says over 90,000 people come down here to like just to eat bacon and stuff. I don't really know. I haven't been yet, but I plan on it.
Yeah, I heard that it goes for like 20 blocks, like even outside of downtown.
Does it go into Peaburg or?
I don't know. It might like go like to the bridge though.
Oh wow! Okay.
Huge.
Yeah, I think it's like the biggest influx of people that Easton has all year, so they have to like plan for it and get security and stuff. So it's pretty crazy.
There was Garlic Fest a couple weeks ago, and that was pretty big. More people than I expected.
I wouldn't go to a Garlic Fest. Yeah. I mean, I can tell you that.
It was fine.
So then we got on the topic of like what events happen, where we're from, and so Christina said that she has like you have certain kinds of fairs, and I was wondering if you could explain that.
Yeah, I usually have street fairs in like my town. Just depending on, usually there's like a Yorktown Day, which is my town. So there's just like a bunch of local vendors that go out and like sell their products and stuff like that. And then,
okay, we have something sort of similar to that. We have a peach festival and an apple festival.
Oh.
And I think, I'm not sure if I got this correct, but I'm pretty sure the peach festival is free and the apple festival that sells stuff.
Oh.
But, like, those are sort of small events, but most of our events aren't, like, since we don't really have city blocks, it's a bit different.
Yeah.
So, like, for me, the biggest event I can think of that goes through is the county fair.
Oh, do you go to the county fair?
I try. I don't think I made it last year because of work, but the year before I did.
Oh,
and
really?
So, basically, if you imagine, like, a pop-up carnival with, like, sort of janky rides that, like, maybe aren't maintained the best.
Yeah.
And, like, a mechanical bowl.
Oh, my God.
And just, like, oh, popcorn, cotton candy. Your classic sort of circus vibe mixed with an amusement park.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's sort of strange. It normally lasts for, like, 2 or 3 days, and they have a tractor pull and a demolition derby.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I just thought that was pretty interesting. I was wondering if you guys had anything comparable.
Yeah, we have, like, the Grange Fair, which they have, like the same thing, like, little rides, fried Oreos, funnel cake, good stuff. It's popular for, like, middle school kids, and that's really it.
Oh, okay.
Not too many people go that are older. I think I have, like, 2 of those a year.
Okay. Yeah, it's sort of weird, because, like, I feel like people go to it because there's nothing else to do.
Yeah,
because, I mean, when I've gone, I've seen my friends from the public high school there, so,
really?
You wouldn't really think that'd be something high schoolers are too into, but, like, honestly, when there's not much else going on, what else is there to do?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So, I mean, it's an experience.
Yeah, that's cool.
And also, our town has a rodeo in it, which is pretty neat.
Oh, really? You've been to a rodeo?
I haven't been to the one in our town, but I went to one in Wyoming. And that was pretty interesting. I didn't even know that we had a rodeo in our town.
Oh, really?
For a while, but I've been trying to go.
Have you ever rode a bull before?
Oh, no, heavens. I somehow don't think that end up too well for me.
No, no. I went to a rodeo once.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, in Lake George, upstate New York.
They have rodeos in New York?
Yeah. It was okay. It was interesting. I was pretty young, so I don't really remember it too much. But yeah, I've seen it in a couple of movies, but that's about it. I
was watching Borat yesterday.
Oh, really?
And they pull up the cliff of the rodeo, and it was just like, sort of like stereotypical, like, oh, yes, there's a bunch of rednecks, like, laughing about, like, George W. Bush and the War on Terror.
Oh, my God.
And it sort of reminded me of when we went to the rodeo, there was some rodeo clowns, and this was in Wyoming. So it's a pretty red state.
Yeah.
And the rodeo clowns get out there and they have someone fall down on the ground and act like he's sick.
Yeah.
And the clowns come out like, "Don't worry, guys. I've got an Obamacare certificate of like medicine."
My God.
And like, I don't think they knew what Obamacare was, but it was funny nonetheless.
Oh my God.
And they take out like, start beating him and like,
God.
While he's on the ground and this.
Crazy.
Oh man. Crowds going crazy. It was an experience, to say the least.
Crazy. Yeah, that did not happen at the rodeo.
Oh gosh. Did they have sheep riding?
Oh no.
Because I know that it's like the rodeo around here has, or not around here, around like where I'm from, has like, if you're under a certain weight, instead of riding like a bull, you can ride like a sheep. It's for kids.
What, for kids?
Yeah. So, like, thought that was pretty entertaining. Haven't quite been able to convince my younger siblings to get on that one yet.
That's so weird. Oh, my God. Have you known anyone to ever ride a sheep?
Oh, gosh. Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, really?
But.
That's so weird.
I wish. That would be quite enjoyable.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. I've never heard of that one before.
Yeah, no, that was a shock to me, too. I probably wouldn't put my kid on anything that would fuck him off like that.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah.
Y'all have any other events, or is that just about what covers it?
No, that's pretty much it in my town.
Alright, well, that's all we have today for our short talk session on cultural experiences and town events. So we'll continue with our music. Our next song is Desert Wind by Cody Jinks.
Turn on a dime for the Sierra Madre call. I caught wind from a friend of a friend of mighty wealth untold. If the stories are true, nothing left to do but head down to Mexico. Yeah.
All right, so we're going to hear one more joke from Christina, and then we're going to dive into some PSAs. So let's hear it.
What did the cowboy say to the pencil? Draw, partner.
Oh, gosh. Thanks for that. Now, on a more serious tone, we're getting into some PSAs. Our first one is by Rain. Every 98 seconds, another American is sexually assaulted. If you or someone you know has been sexually assaulted, you are not alone. You can chat online with someone who is trained to help through a secure, confidential platform. Visit rain.org to chat with someone who is trained to help. That's rainn.org. Our second PSA is on hepatitis C. Did you know that hepatitis is a leading cause of liver cancer? Millions of Americans have hepatitis C, yet almost half of the people don't know they're infected. This disease often has no symptoms, so talk to your doctor to see if you are at risk. May is Hepatitis Awareness Month, and early detection can save lives. And our final PSA is about family and friends and believing them. When someone you love tells them they've been sexually assaulted, believe them. It can be hard to watch someone you love in pain, but your confidence can mean the world in this difficult time. Need to talk? Reach out to the National Sexual Assault Hotline at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit rain.org. That's rainn.org for free, confidential support. Thank you very much. Our next song is Pick Me Up On Your Way Down by Charlie Walker. Our next song is Break Up in a Small Town by Sam Hunt.
I knew I'd see her around. I'd be at some party. She'd show up and I'd be walking up. Or across some parking lot, hiding behind her sister. I'd look up, she'd be at the red light beside me in that white Maxima with the sticker on the back. I'd act like
through the same stations and slow down for the same curves, run around with the same crowd. We just needed some time. She could get on with her life and I'd get on with mine. Thought I would be fine, but maybe not. I knew she'd find a way to get over me, but I never thought she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know, so they give me the go around. There's only so many streets, so many lights, and it's like I can't even leave. Town. For a while, I guess they were keeping it low key. But now it's like these county lines closing in on me. But I see them everywhere together. It's hitting a little too close to home. She's so far gone. She didn't go far. She was over me before the grass grew back when she used to park her car. She's leaving those same marks in someone else's yard, someone else's arms, right down the road. Get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know, so they give me the go around. There's only so many streets, so many lights, and it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along you gotta move on when you break up in a small town. Somebody I know, I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know, so they give me the go around. There's only so many streets and so many lights, I swear it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along, you gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town.
For our penultimate song, we're going to have One More Joke by Christina.
Okay, last joke of the night. What do you call someone who wears cowboy clothes? Ranch dressing.
Oh, gosh. All right, our next song is Hometown Girl by Josh Turner.
soul. She's the salt of the earth. When she gives her love, she knows what it's worth. There's a lot of pretty girls out there to me, but there's nothing like the one right across the street. I need a
Our final song is Highwayman by The Highwaymen, Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, and Kris Kristofferson.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
I was a sailor. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft and furled the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I am living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound. I'm still around. I'll always be around and around and around and around and around. I fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, become a highwayman again. Or I may simply be a single drop of rain, but I will remain. I'll be back again and again and again.
Thank you all very much for staying with us. It was deep regret that I have to sign off tonight. I will see you all again next Tuesday at 10 p.m. Have a good night. Thanks for listening.
shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again. Cotton on the roadside, cotton in the ditch. We all picked the cotton, but we never got rich. Daddy was a veteran, a Southern Democrat. They ought to get a rich man to vote like that. Singing song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again. Well, somebody told us Wall Street fell, but we were so poor that we couldn't tell. Cotton was short and the weeds were tall, but Mr. Roosevelt was gonna save us all. Well, Mama got sick and Daddy got down. The county got the farm and they moved to town. Papa got a job with the TVA. He bought a washing machine and then a Chevrolet.